This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The key thing about all those location-based mobile services, of course, is the map. Good, detailed, digital maps. Speaking of which, there is a bit of a cartography arms race afoot. Google Maps announced big upgrades this week, just as Apple seems set to kick Google Maps off the iPhone and do maps all by itself. But before technology gets too far ahead of us, it is worth remembering that digital maps aren't always better than good old paper ones, or, gasp, even a real live person. Marketplace's Eve Tro has that story.
Here's a simple question. How do I get to the nearest coffee shop from the Marketplace studios?
Head out the door.
You head north.
Take the second floor pathway.
You go over this skywalk thing where there may or may not be a bunch of kids playing.
Walk past them into the door.
Through the World Trade Center.
This is kind of complicated.
Well, Google Maps says walk two blocks, turn left. Think I could find it that way?
No. Not at all.
Because the map doesn't know the coffee shop is buried deep inside a building. Technology writer Chris Null says he'd be that guy, looking down at his smartphone, totally lost.
Probably have to send the rescue dogs out to get me.
And that drives his wife kind of crazy. When they're driving, he relies on digital navigation.
But she believes I need to have a better sense of where I'm going. Of course, I don't think I'm going to generate that at the age of 40.
And that's the concern. The better digital maps get, the worse we get at navigating with just our brains. But Charlie Regan at National Geographic Maps does not see it that way. He says map use, geographical literacy, if you will, is improving worldwide.
My five-year-old knows how to read a map, and I didn't need to sit down with him and teach him. He just watches when we're in the car.
Regan says for everyday driving, paper maps are pretty much extinct, but people still need them for planning long-distance trips or research or recreation like hiking or boating.
It's not an either-or. Do I need a print map or a digital, app? It's an and.
In fact, he says, the more new digital maps National Geographic creates, the more customers want a print version, too. I'm Eve Tro from Marketplace.